HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Children of the Land by Marcelo Hernández Castillo, read by Tim Andres Pabon. Movements as a Trix cereal commercial. There were moments when I didn't need to tell my body how to move, moments completely new to me, and yet something inside me knew exactly what to do when they came, as if I had been practicing for the Olympics. Some deep-seated knowledge rose from the very core of me, but it wasn't instinct. It was memory. I was tapping into an inheritance that, up until that moment, I didn't know I had. In this way, life appeared monotonous. Nothing was a surprise, but my body never really stopped shaking, a small breakwater holding back the tidal wave of the past. The first time I saw a gun, it was the gun that did all the talking, and part of me didn't know who to listen to, or if I was listening at all, or running. It was a Sunday afternoon when I heard a knock on the door. The TV was on, and the low sun had that familiar warmth, particular to Sundays, blinding half of the screen through a crack in the curtains. My little brothers and I looked so still in our reflections. No one was really watching. Ama was in her room resting her feet, preparing to tire them again the next day. And again, the knock, louder. I opened the door and a man held it open, the words ICE stitched onto his vest in bright gold letters. "We're looking for Marcelo Hernández," he said. And before I could say anything, he walked in past me, followed by three others. It happened so fast that I doubted it was actually happening. They all had their hands on their guns at the ready because you never know, right? The gun looked larger than I imagined one would look in my head. It was 2006, in the same Northern California home my family had rented for 8 years and would go on to rent for another decade. I was only a senior in high school. Maybe it was high time. I should have seen a gun by then. I was overdue. I knew ICE was all around us and that a raid was just on the horizon. But I couldn't tell anyone what I was always watching for, what I was always anticipating. I could hear Ama's words rattle in my head. "Never tell anyone." She didn't need to remind me. I knew. I saw them everywhere. I saw agents in trees. I saw their heads popping out of the ground like tulips. I felt their hands touching every coin in my pocket. But my mistake was that I always saw them outside. Never did I think I would one day find them inside my house. For some reason, I thought our house existed beyond the limits of the border, as if it was a sovereign country of its own. It was the only place I didn't have to scrutinize myself, the only place the shaking stopped a little. Green was still my favorite color. Their green fatigues had the afterthought of something living, green in spring, the green leaves of frangipani, iris, lily of the valley, overshadowed by so much color. I judged the ability of my body by its speed and weight. I judged how long it would take me to reach the back door and who would do the talking. They had the house surrounded.
"Is Marcelo Hernández home?"
he barked again. "I'm Marcelo Hernández," I said. He looked at the paper in his hands as if it was the first time he was seeing it, as if he needed to go outside and check the address to make sure they had the right place. That happened sometimes. They would get the wrong address, but would pick up whoever was at the house they happened to storm anyways. It was better than coming back to the office empty-handed. It was a numbers thing.
"I'm looking for your father," he said, scanning the room. "Who else is home?"
My little brother sat on the couch, staring at the squirrels on the carpet. They were getting their first lesson in speaking only when spoken to, and answering only what was necessary. I did all the talking. In my head, I wondered if in 10 or 20 years that would be my face printed on the warrant in their hands, if I was capable of taking more than just my father's name and blood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?